Good.
Chaf Vav Amar Alef. Now you can mention it. Tosos. Go ahead.
The Tarid, because he's Tarid, Vishar, Nei Chokha Chayalim, Leis Lehu, Lehani Tanai, Haosek B'Mitzvah, Pater Min HaMitzvah, because they do not learn at Osek B'Mitzvah, Pater Min HaMitzvah, Kedah Pirish B'Kuncher.
Stop. That's all Rashi.
Yeah.
That he's just quoting Rashi. Chasan Patami Kriyashma, why the Tarid? Sharbnei Chuppah Chayavin. This is within the opinion of who? Whose opinion is this?
Rashi.
Rav Shela. This is Rashi according to, this is Rashi explaining Rav Shela. Rashi in explanation of Rav Shela. Chasan is Patah from the Shema, the Shoshvin and the Bnei Chuppah Chayav. Why? He is Tarid. Right? Yeah? He is Tarid. They are not. Why? Because they're not Tarid, therefore they are Chayav. He is Tarid, therefore he's Patar.
Is just Rav Shela, is not both?
That one line happens to be on Rav Shela. But now he says, Leis Lehu Lahani Tanoi.
It's Leis Lehu,
exactly. These Tanoim, both Rabbanan, the unnamed Tanakama, and Rav Shela, don't have the principle, they don't hold the principle of Osig Mitzvah, Patar Mitzvah. That's why we have all these other reasons. We have Kavana, we have Tirda, we have Kalas Rosh. No one says anything about Osig Mitzvah, Patar Mitzvah. Just Patar me from all mitzvahs. Tell me I'm Patar from all mitzvahs, I'm Moros B'Torah. Why tell me I'm Patar from this because of this, I'm Patar from this because of this? Just make a blanket statement, I'm Patar from everything. Why Osig Mitzvah, Patar Mitzvah? That's not what you're saying. You tell me I'm Patar from specific things, and I'm giving you reasons why you're Patar. I need reasons. Osig Mitzvah, Patar Min Mitzvah doesn't need specific reasons. So Rashi's assumption is, and not assumption, Rashi is saying, oh, these Shitas don't hold the Osig Mitzvah, Patar Min Mitzvah. They don't have that principle. Right? If not for these reasons, they'd be chayiv in these mitzvahs, according to Rashi. If there was no rule, for example, that you couldn't wear tefillin while engaging in Kalas Rosh, you'd be chayiv in tefillin. Because these reasons are external to the fact that you're involved in something else now. Just happens to be now that because you're involved in this particular activity, which carries with it Kalas Rosh, you're Patar from tefillin. Happens to be that because the nature of your activity is one which is a distraction, you can't have kavana for tefillah, you're Patar from tefillah. But it's not because El Sigmet's a Patar in a mitzvah. So Tosos cites that opinion of Rashi, and he says, oh, Rashi is of the opinion that these Tanayim, neither of them, hold of Osek, B'mitzvah, Patar, Mitzvah. Yes, question? Again, if you're Rashi, the reason why he didn't do that is because he doesn't hold that. He doesn't hold Yipata from all mitzvahs, because he doesn't have that Yisoda, Osek, B'mitzvah, Patar, Mitzvah. Just these three cases, these specific cases. Oh, what's special about these specific cases? So Rashi is explaining what's special about these cases. Does that answer your question?
Yeah.
Okay. Could be that in the Tanakhama statement, it was implicit that these were the reasons. But there's something unique about these cases. Okay. So Tosos cites that opinion of Rashi, and what does he say about it?
He says, "Bekasha
the Leislu."
If they don't have this, if they don't learn this condition of Osig Mitzvah, Patur Min HaMitzvah.
Right, if they don't have the rule of Osig Mitzvah, Patur Min HaMitzvah, Yileislu, if in fact that's correct, if they don't have it, then what's the problem?
In Cain, Yishayev HaChasav HaSukkah, then he'll be Chayev in doing Mitzvah Sukkah.
Right, if the Tanakhama means that you only Patur from these things, and only these things, and there's no Osig Mitzvah, Patur Min HaMitzvah, then you're going to have a problem. What's the problem? What's the problem?
With sukkah,
you'll be chai, or come out, you'll be chai in sukkah.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's so problematic about that?
Mashma de b'chasan poter yoter mitanakano. So with chasan, he was more lenient.
Rav Shela.
Yeah.
Rav Shela is patering the chasan from more than the Tanakama, not being more stringent. He's saying the chasan is more removed from mitzvahs. So you tell me, he doesn't hold the Osig Mitzvah, Patur, and a mitzvah? He's Patur from this, he's Patur from this, he's Patur from this. Rav Shela says, oh no, he's also Patur from this.
Wait, I don't see what the problem is, though.
What's the problem? Pesach is making a good point, saying from Tosus's Kashi, you see that Tosus is working with the assumption that the basis for the patur of the Shoshin and the Me'achuppah is like the Ran and like the Miri. It's not like the Raivin and the Ra. He's taking that for granted, that the basis for their patur is Oseg Mitzvah Patar Mitzvah. If he didn't hold that way, his whole question is based on the fact that the patur is is rooted in Oseg Mitzvah Patar Mitzvah.
Yes.
I think that's a good point. I mean, you could easily say, no, it's because of Tzar. Yet apparently that's not the opinion of Tosfos. That's a good point. Okay. So, imkin yischayev chasson basukah, umashma de b'chasson poter yoser mitanakama. I don't know if anyone got a chance to see the Tosfos HaRosh, and he asked me. I'll just read the Lashon HaTosfos HaRosh. Do you see it?
It seems like the same exact.
It's slightly different.
What was the difference?
This is very slightly different. His Lashon was, v'kasha, de'i leislei, if they don't have osig mitzvah patar mitzvah, imkin yischayev chasson basukah. Then the chasson will be chayiv in the sukkah. Umashma the chasson potter yoser milatanakama. Milatanakama. Potter more.
That's exactly what Tosfos says.
No, it's lashon a little bit different. Do you see the lashon as being a little different? It's obviously, like Pesach pointed out, this obviously is presupposing the mahalach of the Ran and others who maintain that the basis for the patur is Oseg Mitzvah Patar Min HaMitzvah. Otherwise, you're going to be back to saying that the patur would be for a different reason, for Tzar or Chisar and Teshuvah King Tadiru. So Tosfos is forced to say, no, it must be that these Shitas do hold of Oseg Mitzvah Patar Min HaMitzvah. So if that's the case, what's the machlokas? What are they arguing on? If they're not arguing on, if it's not rooted in Oseg Mitzvah Patar Mitzvah, what's the machlokas? You want to keep reading a little bit? It could be in the regular Tosfos. I mean, it's fine.
Oh.
Yeah.
Chasson Poter Yoter Bekriya Shema Kach Nira Kisavar Chasson Ein Yachol Lekaben Gato Klau. Rather, so he's suggesting in the Kashi that the Chasson can't focus his das.
Hey, really? We hold the Oseg Mitzvah Patar Mitzvah. Right, really we hold Oseg Mitzvah Patar Mitzvah. And over here, that's not an issue. It's not the issue of Oseg Mitzvah Patar Mitzvah.
Mm-hmm.
What are they arguing on? They're arguing on Kriya Shema, whether or not
the Chasson
can have the Kavana that he needs to have.
I feel quite a bit of Pasuk Rishon. Aval Shar B'nei Chuppah Yechol Mekavim. They can have enough Kavana for
Kriya
Shema.
Right. Yeah, go ahead, just finish out.
So.
Lechudei.
Ve'akriya Shema lechudei kai uvechulhu afrini modi l'tanakama.
They're modi on everything else.
Every, like, tefillah.
The other cases are modi for those reasons, but they only argue on the case of, they only argue on this one case. But there's nothing to do with Oseg Mitzvah Patar Mitzvah. It's something entirely different. Okay, listen to this Maharsha for 1 second. The Maharsha on this Tosos, you can take a look at it, it's on the back. Chosan Pata Mikrishma, the Torah, Vahule, Lesla Natani, Lahani Tanai Osig Mitzvah Vahule, Vikasha, the Iles Lahulim King Yishai Chosan Vasukha. The Fum Rehita, Ukamosha Haven Balha Ma'ar, Pirish Rashi, Ein Mokam Lakushyasam. Says the way others understood Rashi, there's no real basis for Tosfos' Kashi here. Shekosel appears Rashi, Dani Tanoi, Bein Tanakam, Bein Rabbi Shela, Leis Lo Oseg Mitzvah Patar Mitzvah, Velo Nira Baha, Umikol Mitzvah Samuris, I'm sorry, Velo Garcinan Baha, Umikol Mitzvah Samuris Petorah. The time of the Tanakam, Poter Chosin, the Kobane Achopim, and Atfilim and Atfilin, Mishum Debai Kavana, Yeseira, Veshchicha Shechus, Vechule, Akalashono. Says the Maharsha, the Hashta, Kushta, the Milsahu, Bein Tanakama, Bein Rabbi Shela, Hachasan, the Chol B'nei Chuppah, Chayavim B'Sukkah, U'Bechol Mitzvah, the Osik Mitzvah, Eino Potter Min HaSukkah, Min HaMitzvah. Ela Shatosos, Havina Mepirash Rashi, Dehani Tanoi, Hainu Tanoi, She'omer Mishum Rabbi Shela, Islahu, Osik Mitzvah, Eino Potter Min HaMitzvah. Mid Islu, the Chol B'nei Chuppah, Chayavim, Chol HaMitzvahs. The Maharsha wants to say that Tosos understood Rashi to mean Hani Tanoi, which Tanoim? Oh, the Tanoim that we're saying over the name of Shela. Hani Tanai specifically Omru Mishum Rabbi Sheila Omru. They're the ones that are specifically saying over the name of Rabbi Sheila. Do you know, you see Tosus' Kasha? Who's he asking Kasha on? No, but whose position is he most bothered by? He says it's a problem because it really should come out that what's happening with the Rav Sheila, the Rav Sheila should be pottering the Chosin from more than Tanakama.
And then that he's being Mechayev him.
No, but if you tell me that he doesn't hold those like mitzvah, pottering a mitzvah, then he's going to be Mechayev more.
Right.
So what do you mean? He's going to be Mechayev more.
That's the thing. Why would he be Mechayev more?
Because he's going to have to sit in the sukkah.
So will he'll have, if the Tanakhama doesn't hold of Osik Mitzvah Pratim?
No, that's what the Marsha is saying. The Marsha is saying that Tosos understood Rashi to mean
only Rav Sheila?
Rav Sheila's Tanayim. Rav Sheila's Tanayim. Hani Tanayim mean the ones that said Mishum Rav Sheila Omru.
It's because he said it in plural that I assumed it was both, though.
And that's the way everyone else understands it.
Yeah.
And then he says that's what the Marsha says. The way others understood Rashi, you don't have this question. You don't have this question. You could still maintain that they don't have Olsik Mitzvah Patam Mitzvah because they both don't have it.
Okay, but he... Okay.
That's how you understand the question, the answer of Tosfos?
Forget the answer right now. I'm not the answer. I'm just saying this question.
Wait, so again,
he's saying, the Marsha is saying that according to the way Tosfos is learning is forcing him to have this question. How is Tosfos learning? Tosfos is learning that Rashi's Lashon of Hani Tanai is referring specifically to the Tanaim of Rav Sheila. Mishum Rav Sheila Omru. Those Tanayim. Meaning Rav Sheila's camp.
That's who Lehu is referring to.
Exactly. Leis Lehu, those Tanayim don't have Osik Mitzvah, Patam Mitzvah. Oh, if that's the case, you tell me just Rav Sheila doesn't have Osik Mitzvah, Patam Mitzvah. Now I have a Kasha. What's my Kasha? Because Rav Sheila should be pottering him for more, and yet it's going to come out that he's going to be Mechayiv him in more. That can't be.
I like that. I think that's the way we should learn it.
You like that Limud?
It makes more sense.
You mean you think that's the right shot in Rashi?
The way
the Marsha is saying, okay. You think it's only Rav Sheila?
That's only Rav Sheila.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. If you look at Tosfos' Kasha, you understand why the Marsha is saying that. Because who's he bothered by? He's bothered by Rav Sheila. He's saying Rav Sheila should really be pottering. He should be pottering him for more, not ossering him for more.
Yeah.
So you guys like that? Okay. Let me just read a little bit more of the Marsha. What's that? You have it with you? You want to read?
I don't know what spot it is. I'm just on the right
page. Page Daf Hey. Hashta kushta the milsahu bein l'tanakam bein l'rabbi sheila hachasim kol b'nei achupa chayovim besuka v'chol mitzvos. The osik mitzvah eino potter min ha-mitzvah. But that's the way he's answering for Tosos. He's saying if you learn like that, that the Tanakhama doesn't have Osik Mitzvah Patam Mitzvah, and Rav Sheila doesn't have Osik Mitzvah Patam Mitzvah, then what? Then you don't have this Kasha. Then you don't have this Kasha. El Shatosos Hevinu Pirush Rashi Dehani Tanoi Hani Tanoi Shom Mishum Rav Sheila Islahu HaOsik B'Mitzvah Eino Patam Min HaMitzvah Mi De Islahu DeChol B'nei Achub B'Chayav M'Chol HaMitzvos. Aval Tanakama de Rabbi Sheila, the Potev Bnei Achupa Min Atzvilan Min Atzvilan, Islehu the Osik Mitzvah Potev Na Mitzvah. Vein Chiluk Bein Tzvila Tzvilan L'Shar Mitzvos. Ve'efshad Da Hava Gar Sinami Behedje B'Divrei Tanakama Mikol Mitzvos Hamurus B'Torah. It could be that they had yet a different girsa. Okay. It could be that they had a different nusach. Yeah, if you're going to learn like this, then you have a good kasha. Then Tosfos' Kasha is a good kasha. Right? Vaha Shapir Kashulu. The E Laislulahani Tanoi Shamu Mishum Rabbi Sheila the Osik Mitzvah Patam Mitzvah Im Kane Yishaivu Didhu Khalsan Basuk Bahal Mitzos Ubaha Pliginami Atanakama the Poter Umashma the Lula Khayuve Lachosan Tfe Osu Lafluge Atanakama El Liptar Khalsan Yosemitanakama Osu Lafluge. That's what they came to argue on, to Patrim for more. Umihu says the Marsha, Umihu Mimasha Pirish Rashi Vidivre Tanakama Taima de Potter Minatfila Mishum de Boy Kavana, Umanatfila Mishum Shechros, Humrucher Kedivre Balhamar, the Tanakami Nami Leislahu, Osek Mitzvah Potter Mitzvah. He says, the Marsha says, but I think Tosfos is not reading Rashi properly. He says, I think the proper way to read Rashi is, look, Rashi came up with all different reasons why you putter from all those mitzvos. Tefillin because of Kalas Rosh, tefillin because of Kavana. Why did Rashi have to do that? Oh, because Rashi holds that that sheet also doesn't hold the Osik mitzvah, putter and mitzvah. And he says, if that's the case, then what? Tosfos Kash is misplaced. Ein makom l'kushyasam. Ain't makom l'kushyasam. If you're gonna learn Rashi this way, yes, no.
You mean
if you learn Tosfos like the Marsha, if you learn Tosfos like the Marsha, then you understand what he's upset about. Meaning, if you learn Tosfos the way the Marsha is saying Tosfos is kasha, then you understand the kasha. If you learn Rashi the way the Marsha is saying Tosfos is learning Rashi, then Tosfos kasha is well stated. It's a good kasha. But if you learn Rashi the way the Marsha is saying you should learn Rashi,
which is
that neither of them have an osik mitzvah, patur min mitzvah, uh-huh, like the Balmor and other Rishonim learn.
It's like a stretch a little.
Then what? Then it's not a good kasha.
That's right.
So then, according to that, then Tosfos' kasha is no good?
So how does he...
According to...
There's no way to explain the kasha if we say that Rashi said both of them are Osik mitzvah.
Not according to... Right, according to him, there's no good way to explain it.
According to Marsha.
Yeah, that's right.
And now what do we... So
the Tanakama nami lets the Osik mitzvah patur min mitzvah. The Lav Kain, if not for that reason, lo havet sarf lahaitaima. Didn't have to give me reasons. Vu'ulai. Shebepir shakuncha shelefnehem. Maybe the Rashi that they had, the gears that they had in Rashi, lohaya kolze. Maybe they didn't have that, the nusach that we have. And he's trying to now explain maybe the way that Tosos got to this. So maybe they had a different gears than Rashi. Kanira shekosu kol pir shakunchas. So you have to say this, otherwise the kasha doesn't make sense. That's what he's trying to say. Without this explanation, it's very hard to make sense of Tosos' kasha on Rashi. Saying Rashi seems muchach that this is what he meant, that the Tanakam also doesn't have osik mitzvah patur and mitzvah. Let me just make just a general observation. Very often the Marsha is a good tool. It's a good tool to use when you're trying to understand Tosos. It's a good pirish on Tosos. So sometimes just the pshat you get from the Tosos HaRosh or from the Tosos itself, sometimes you can't understand what is driving Tosos, what he's talking about, not always, but very often the Marsha is a good place to look. There's two parts to the Marsha. There's Marsha in the smaller font, which is usually preceded by a Ches Aleph. That's the Marsha in the Chidushi Agados. That's where the Marsha explains the Agadata. But the other part of the Marsha, the Chidushi Halachos, very often deals with the different Tososin. So again, just a good tool to be aware of. So again, according to this approach, there's no kasha. But could we try to explain something more fundamental here within Rashi and Tosos? Why Tosos is convinced that they do hold Osik Mitzvah Patur Mitzvah? Let's just focus in on that for a second. Tosos is convinced that they do hold Osik Mitzvah Patur Mitzvah. Rashi is saying they don't hold Osik Mitzvah Patur Mitzvah. Right? Is that given? Everyone agrees with that, right? Can we explain why that would be? Can we explain that part of the machlokas?
Why they would and they wouldn't?
Rashi says, what's the reason, according to Rav Shela, what's the reason why the chasan is pater from Kriya Shema? And the Shar B'nei Chuppah are not pater? Because the chasan is what? Because the chasan is tarid. Not because of what? Not because of Osik Mitzvah Patur Mitzvah. Tosos has their kasha over here. Tosos has their kasha. And they say, no, excuse me, the chasan simply can't be mechavein in the Pasuk Rishon. But the Bishar B'nei Chuppah can be mechavein. What do you see from Tosos? Just on that first step. Yes? No? Let me repeat. According to Rav Shela, Chasan is Pater and the Shoshvinin are Chayiv. In Shema. Forget about everything else now. Tefillin and tefillah is off the table because everyone agrees with those things. The only machlokus now is about Shema. That's all left with here, Shema. Yes? Okay. According to Rashi, why does Rav Shela hold that the Chassan is Chayev and everyone else is Pater? Because of Tarud. Chassan is Tarud, therefore he is Pater. The Shoshrinim are not Tarud, therefore they are Chayev. But they don't hold the Osig Mitzvah Pater Mitzvah. Osig Mitzvah Pater Mitzvah doesn't factor in here. It has nothing to do with Osig Mitzvah Pater Mitzvah. Read as, if not for this Tarud problem, everyone, the Chassan will be Chayev. Right? The reason for the Chassan's Patur is not Osig Mitzvah Pater Mitzvah. Right? Tarud, according to Rashi, is something else. It's not Osig Mitzvah Pater Mitzvah. Why is he Pater? Tirda.
Question?
Yeah.
So according to Tosfos, who says that there is a...
One second. Let's just do one. Hold off. One second. I just want to make sure everyone takes step by step. Okay? Tosfos comes along and says, hey, it can't be, because if that's the case, if you'll tell me there's no Osig Mitzvah Pater Mitzvah, then the Chassan is going to be Chayiv. Chassan is going to be Chayiv.
Well, is Rashi saying that the Tirda exempts him from the Mitzvah?
Rashi is saying that that thing which exempts him is Torah.
Right, so then how come Tosfos is... What's his problem with Rashi? He's saying that he's still going to be Chayav even if it's Torah, or he's saying it's not Torah?
Who is he?
Tosfos.
You're asking factually what the problem is?
Yeah, factually.
Factually? Right? According to Tosfos, it's Taina, the Chassan should turn out that he's exempt from more things. Not from less things. If you'll tell me there's no Osig Mitzvah Patur Mitzvah for this Shita, then he can be Chayiv and other things. But the Mashmos of the Gemara is that Rav Shela really is seeking to Pater him from more things. Not to make him Chayiv in more things. So therefore, says Tosos, it can't be that Rav Shela is predicated on the lack of Osig Mitzvah Patur Mitzvah. Therefore, it's not because of Torah. It's not because of Torah. Like you said, Rashi.
But is he saying...
It's not because of Tarud and the lack of Osek Mitzvah Patur Mitzvah. So what must it be? Something else.
Did we explain why?
No, I'm asking you why.
But
I didn't explain anything. I'm just trying to get to the facts.
So he's saying there is Osek Mitzvah, but it doesn't come into play.
So why doesn't it come into play? That's what I don't get. If Tosfos is saying... that Rav Shela must hold by Osik, then why isn't this case Osik?
That's the question.
That's part of what I think you have to answer. That's part of what you have to answer here.
Do they view Osik, the meaning of Osik, Mitzvah, Pater Mitzvah, the same? Or is it possible that they have two different understandings of that halachic exemption altogether?
That's possible also. But there's another question here within Tosfos.
Okay.
Another question. What's Tosos making the whole thing about? He's making the whole thing about what? Tosos.
F. Sharlakavan and E. F. Sharlakavan.
This one? This is the Chassan.
Yeah, Tosos.
Chassan exempt because he can't have Kavan.
Tosos says, yeah.
Is he saying that?
So he's not practicing?
Apparently not. Apparently not the same as Tarud. What?
Is he saying Osik Mitzvah doesn't come into play when you're not able to have Kavana?
No, it's not.
I was before. Let me throw out another question here. What's the Gemara say right after the case of Rav Shela?
Something.
Who else is Potter from Kriya Shema?
Kosei Sarm, Tagrehen.
Kolos, Gimimimimimimimimimim.
Can they stop for a second and have Kavana? Are they going to be not able to have Kavana just because they're involved in that?
The whole thing of what they're doing involves Kavana.
I guess
no, what I'm saying is like this. According to Tosos, you can't ask the Chassan to remove himself from his involvement for a moment. And why? Because he won't have Kavana. He can't have Kavana. The guy who's writing Tefillin, or he's involved in selling Tefillin, you tell me he can't stop for a second to have Kavana? I'm asking a question. It's not in Tosos. I'm just asking you a question. Does that sound reasonable?
No.
No. Yeah, of course you could have kavana. Of course you could have kavana. What's that?
They're putter because of sacred.
Of course. Oh, okay. So there's some other reason why he's putter. There's some other reason why he's putter. Why they putter? Why they putter?
Because
of Osek. It's not both agreeing. I'm not. There's no. There's no one else. There is no one else.
Rashi and Tosfos are both holding that Osek mitzvah isn't the reason why he is exempt from saying Kriya Shema.
Repeat that, please. I'm sorry.
Rashi and Tosfos are both in agreement that Osek mitzvah patamin mitzvah has nothing to do with why he's exempt from Kriya Shema. They are both listing two different reasons.
Coin of Shayla.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But both of them are not saying that that's the issue. So our question has nothing to do with Osek mitzvah patamin mitzvah. I don't see why that has anything to do with this. They're arguing about two different things. They're both saying this doesn't apply in this case, and they're both giving you reasons for why it doesn't. Now we can argue about why those reasons are. But what I don't understand what
Osek
has anything to do with this.
Rashi's saying that Rav Shela is not buying into Osek mitzvah patar mitzvah.
And Tosfos is saying the same thing.
Tosfos is saying certainly holds of Osek mitzvah patar mitzvah. Of course he holds of Osek mitzvah patar mitzvah.
But he gave it different. And so why does Tosfos why does he put out this kavana?
That's the question.
Idea.
That's what I'm trying to ask you. That's what I'm trying to elicit from you. It needs to be explained. Because the very next piece of...
He holds that Rav Shela doesn't hold by Osek mitzvah patar mitzvah either.
No, he says he does hold of it. The very next case in the Gemara is a case where the people that are involved in the mitzvahs are patar. And they're certainly able to have kavana.
So now, what do we do with that, though? Maybe Rav Shela would disagree with Rav Yosef Glili in that case.
You're saying, well, we have no indication that Rav Shela argues on that case. Gemara should bring.
We said Rav Shela never believes that Osek mitzvah patar mitzvah.
That's certainly what it sounds like, but Chaim wants to say, let's say, just doesn't hold of it in this case.
Make it simpler.
Oh.
What?
Let's say, just doesn't hold of it in this case.
So, on the Tosfos, how come you don't write Osek? How can we put in that category?
Because that's not what he says. He's not saying that you putter because of Osek. What's he saying? You putter because of this kavana reason.
So he holds out Rav Shela, doesn't hold by Osek in this case, he holds by kavana in this case.
Then what's the machlokas between him and Rashi?
Then they both have two different reasons for why Rav Shela isn't holding by Osek.
Yeah, Rashi says he doesn't hold of it in this case. Why?
Because of Tira. And Tosfos says he doesn't hold by it because of Kavana.
You're satisfied with that? I mean,
No, we just have to explain that. Maybe I'm missing the fact, but I don't understand why. I'm looking at the chart.
When does Tosfos hold Osek b'mitzvah patur min mitzvah? When does he hold that way? We know already what Shitas Tosfos is. What is Shitas Tosfos regarding Osek mitzvah patar mitzvah? We had it on the previous Amud. Chaf Hei Amud Aleph.
Oh, that...
previous blot, I should say.
So Tosfos does hold of it, and he said if it's the whole issue of the Ef Shar L'Kayim
Shnehem. Tosfos holds it only Osek mitzvah patar mitzvah when what? When it's Ef Shar L'Kayim Shnehem. When your second mitzvah is going to affect your first mitzvah, right? When it's going to attract me first mitzvah, then you patar. Right? If not, then we don't say that. Not like the Ran, like Tosfos, right? Osek mitzvah patar mitzvah only when it's Ef Shar L'Kayim Shnehem. Yes? Hello?
Yeah, he says that, so then the case.
Okay, so one second. So let's talk it through now. So what's happening over here within the world of Rav Shela?
So maybe if you didn't have this reason, you would have said the Chasan is Chayav because he could be Miyashev his Daz for a little bit.
Oh, this isn't Ef Shar. Okay,
meaning since Kriya Shema, the mitzvah is only the first
one pasuk,
it would have been Efshar L'Kayim Shnehem because it's just a quick thing. You just have to be miyachshe for a little. So you need to say that he can't be mechaven even for a little.
What about the Shar Bnei Chuppah?
They're not.
No, and I think you're onto something. In other words, what's the mitzvah that they're involved with over here? What's simcha, right? Simcha. So the shoshvinim, the yachupa, what's going to happen with them? Is it eshlakaim shneim?
Yeah.
Okay, that has to be explained. Why is it eshlakaim shneim?
Because they're not as torah as the.
Forget about torah. Why torah? Torah has nothing to do with the osik mitzvah.
They're not the. Okay, it says like Rashi says.
This is really what I'm asking. Why is Rashi convinced that Rav Sheol doesn't hold the Osig Mitzvah Patam Mitzvah? What is it about Rashi's understanding of Osig Mitzvah Patam Mitzvah which leads him to believe that Rav Sheol can't possibly hold that way?
Because
that's what I'm asking. What is it about Tosos' understanding of Osig Mitzvah Patur Mitzvah that tells him no, that this could be based on Osig Mitzvah Patur Mitzvah?
Because Tosos has a unique holding of Yeshur Kayim L'Shneim.
You mean of Osig Mitzvah?
By Osig Mitzvah.
Yeah.
Where Rashi says that if it doesn't matter if you're involved in a mitzvah, you potter from the other mitzvah.
Okay.
Whereas Tosos says that's only applied where you can't do both mitzvahs.
Good, so now take speak it out.
So by Simcha, Tosos would say you can do Kriya Shema at the same time as Simcha, so therefore you have to. You can do Kriya Shema without interrupting your fulfillment of the mitzvah of Simcha. Whereas Rashi says you're involved in Simcha.
According to Rashi, which part of Rav Sheol's position convinced Rashi that Rav Sheol doesn't hold the Osik Mitzvah Patur and Mitzvah? Which part of Rav Sheila's position convinced Rashi that he does not hold the Osig Mitzvah Patan Mitzvah?
Because he said the fact that
Well, it's really two things, right? The fact that the other people are chayev, tells me, well, if they're chayev, then there's obviously no Osig Mitzvah Patan Mitzvah here. So if that's the case, now why is the other guy Pater? Oh, I'll have to come up with a different reason. We'll call it Tarid. Right? But if you tell me that some of these people are chayav, that must mean that you don't hold of Osik Mitzvah Patur Mitzvah. Why? Because what do I hold about Osik Mitzvah Patur Mitzvah? In my view of Osik Mitzvah Patur Mitzvah. That's it. I hold like the Ran. I hold like the Arzarua. Osik Mitzvah Patur Mitzvah, that's it. I don't care.
Even if it
doesn't matter to me. Now you're telling me that there are people that are chayav. Oh, it must be that you don't hold of Osik Mitzvah Patur Mitzvah. Oh, so if that's the case, now why are you saying that there's a distinction? Once I know that you don't hold of Osig Mitzvah Patur Mitzvah, now I have to come up with a reason. Why are you telling me one guy's Potter? It can't be because of Osig Mitzvah Patur Mitzvah, because then everyone would be Potter. Elamai, you're working with a different world. What world are you working in? You're working in the world of Tirda. The Chasan is Tarid, but the Yishar, Shoshvinim, and the Bnei Achub are not Tarid. Therefore what? Therefore they're Chayev. What is Tosa saying?
He doesn't have that problem because he holds Eshelon.
That's it. I don't know, Rashi, what are you talking about? Of course there's Osik Mitzvah Patur Mitzvah here. What's the rule of Osik Mitzvah Patur Mitzvah?
Practical.
If you can do both, you can do both. If you can't do both, you can't do both. Right. If you can't do both, then you're Patur. Osik Mitzvah Patur Mitzvah only when it's Eshelon Kayim Shneyam. So for the Shar B'nei HaChupa and the Shoshvinim, what are we going to say about them?
They
could do it. They could do it. They could have the requisite kavana, and they could still do the other mitzvah. That's Efshla Kaim Shneim. They could do both.
But why are they different from the Chasan?
There's no interference.
What's that?
There's no interference.
The Chasan, well, we have to explain, why is it that the Chasan can't do both? That still needs to be explained. What's the distinction in the world of Osig Mitzvah Patur and Mitzvah? Why tell me that the Shoshvinim and the Shar B'nei Achupa, they are Chayev, even though we do hold of Osig Mitzvah Patur Mitzvah? Why? Because this is a classic case of what?
Are they Osig?
This is Afshar L'Kayim Shneyan.
Are they Osig in the same Mitzvah? The Chasan and
they're both involved in Simchas Chasan and Kala. Yeah, he's obviously more involved in it. He's involved in a different way, more fundamental than they are. But over here, this is E. Afshar L'Kayim Shneyan. Right? This is Iyash L'Kayim Shneihem. If you hold Iyash L'Kayim Shneihem, that's it. The Chassid is Potter for that reason. Now, what needs to be understood maybe for tomorrow is what's the distinction between this and this? Why is it that for the Shav Bnei Chuppah and the Shoshvinim it's Efshel L'Kayim Shneihem? They could still be Misameach and do the Shema. That's not an interference. That's Efshel L'Kayim Shneihem. But for the Chassan, it's Efshel L'Kayim Shneihem. Ooh, right? What's the nafka between the two of them?
The mitzvah, it's both, it's Simcha, that both of them are involved in?
Yeah.
Could we say that he's Tara, the Machshavas Be'ila, and that's what would be the...
Yeah, then that's what I'm saying.
Rashi's not saying that.
He said Tara, but he didn't...
He says Mechach, Kavona, Iyash
L'Chavim. Yeah. But the only reason why I'm saying that is because what's the thing that's totally different between the Chassan and the Shoshvinim is that the Chassan has this whole Machshavas Be'ila thing that it's not even on their radar. It's like almost self-explanatory.
That sounds more like Torah, doesn't it?
It sounds like would he say about that he can't have kavana or no? Would he say if it was Targum Machshavas Be'ila, would he refer to that also as
kavana? I mean, not use the word Torah?
And not use the word Torah like with Tosos?
I see. It's a good question. I'm not sure. Like this. Let me just boil it down to this last question. The final question is: what's the difference between their obligation of Simcha, right, and his obligation of Simcha? Apparently, it's different.
So it's a problem in
Tesla. Not a problem, it's just another level of analysis that needs to be done. Apparently the nature of their Chi of Simcha is different than his. He cannot even for a moment have the proper kavanah to say the Shema.
They
can.
Who are they obligated to be Mitzameach? The Kala?
No.